I'm going to do something on assassinations in American politics of politicians and judges. Guess what state has the most political assassinations? I was surprised when I saw this.
What state?
New Mexico. Dating back to 1847, and of course there's something to do with my family. A guy named John Bent, he was appointed, he was a soldier, and then he went out to New Mexico as governor, and there was a revolt in 1847 of the guy's name was Tomasito Romero, and they were opposed to, you know, America's encroachments, trying to, make New Mexico, the Texas thing and the annexation and all of that. And interestingly enough, he shot through a window, I think, or shot him with guns and arrows, or bows and arrows. Anyway, he surrendered, and he was put in the brig at a fort, and a guy named John Fitzgerald summarily executed him without trial. Guess where this Fitzgerald guy was from? It's really funny.
Where?
Cook County.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, and then there were other assassinations in New Mexico. Another
Cook County, Chicago, for the benefit of
your, right. Yeah, well, when you say Cook County, the Cognier Sentinel know what you're talking about. I should say. But, yes, it's interesting. Now, also, getting back to Chicago, why was Carter Harrison assassinated?
Okay, Carter Harrison was assassinated by a guy by the name of Patrick Prendergast,
mm-hmm.
who was mad because Carter Harrison did not appoint him to the City Corporation Council's office.
Was he the attorney? Because
Patrick Prendergast was not an attorney,
uh-huh.
but Patrick Prendergast had read law and figured he was qualified for the job.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice patch in this job. You pass it down to your family.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Prendergasts today, they still are not fond of their name being linked to that guy.
Oh, incidentally, for people.
In fact, I asked a Prendergast once if he was any relation. And he kind of said that's something we like to forget.
For those of you who don't know, City Corporation, Corporation Council, out here it's known as City Attorney, as opposed to District Attorney or State's
mm-hmm.
Attorney. A lot of people don't know the difference, of these terms. But, that's a big office of a lot of patronages, I remember.
Yes.
Now, of course, there was Anton Cermak, and of course, Bohemians versus the Irish. Who is it? Kelly, Pat Kelly, in that crowd.
That would be Edmund Kelly.
Ed Kelly, yeah, Ed Kelly.
Not to be confused with the Ed Kelly, who was president of the Chicago Park District.
Oh, really?
And head of the 47th Ward,
mm-hmm.
Fighting 47th Democratic Organization.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Kelly is now in his, then Ed Kelly is now in his late 80s.
Oh, wow.
And he is very active in raising money for Marine Corps veterans and raising money for Maryville Academy.
Oh, by the way, there was two assassinations in Missouri, and one of them had a link to a place called Maryville, and not the one in Des Plaines.
Right. I know.
Oh, you know about that one.
You better explain to your listeners that the Maryville in Des Plaines is a school. The Maryville that you're talking about was a small town in Missouri.
Right, precisely. Yeah, I think there were two there. There was the last public political assassination was an appointee by a guy named John Wood, who was appointed to the federal bench, but I guess he never got to sit on it. He was appointed by Bush, and he was killed, I think, at, the Gifford attempted assassination.
Yeah.
And, and New York has a couple besides McKinley, and Kentucky, and Arkansas, surprisingly, and Texas. So it's really interesting. But I thought New Mexico was the shocker of all,
Really, I didn't think much happened in New Mexico except for, the occasional Indian uprising.
Well, that was one of them, the Mexicans. Well, Patrick, if you were talking to a presidential candidate or a president and they ask you what do you think, with your knowledge, and not, I won't say experience, your knowledge of history and assassinations, what advice would you, or a political candidate, what advice would you give them to better protect themselves?
Well, as a matter of fact, the first thing I would say is if you're riding in an open parade, keep the bubble top on. Yeah, in the second place, to get serious for a minute, you cannot let the fear of that prevent you from going out and having the contact with the public, because that's part of the job. Mm-hmm. And I had one former president tell me once that you have to accept the fact that anybody who is willing to die himself in exchange for your life can do that.
Oh, right.
There are just limits to what you can do to protect yourself, unless, of course, you want to be a hermit. And in that case, you have no business running for that office.
Or some of the other offices.
It's a risk that goes with the job.
Yeah.
It's just like if you don't like heights, don't become a paratrooper. if you're afraid of fire, don't become a firefighter. And if you don't like dark alleys, don't become a cop.
Well, when people,
well,
as we remember some of the dark alleys in Chicago, the cops would be dragging people in there, not being dragged in there.
Well,
and we know what they did, brass knuckles and a billy.
Well, of course, justice takes many forms.
Indeed. Oh, Patrick, just to jump ahead, to go back on, we discussed you were at Quantico during, one of your journalistic jaunts, and you had talked to two Marines at different times, and you asked them questions about the Kennedy assassination. Would you fill us in on that?
No, that's not what happened.
Okay, correct me then. I stand corrected.
That's not what happened.
Okay.
During a off-the-record briefing,
mm-hmm.
one of the Marine officers asked if we could name five famous Marines. And I named a few,
mm-hmm.
and someone, a bit of a smartass, I think, named Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh.
And he said, only half-jokingly, yes, we taught him how to shoot. He didn't mean that as an endorsement of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He simply meant that they gave very good training for what they did,
mm-hmm.
For what the job required. Again, that does not mean that they approved
mm-hmm.
of that. It simply meant that Lee Harvey Oswald did learn how to shoot properly.
Mm-hmm.
He may have been a complete nut, but he was able to do that job.
Mm-hmm. But
and
I mean,
his grades in the Marine Corps were passing and slightly above.
No, but the whole issue about getting three shots off in under 6 minutes, 6 seconds. We discussed that.
I've never made those shots. I have not been to the Texas School Book.
No. I mean,
people who have been there,
okay,
and they have a background,
mm-hmm.
and they tell me that yes, a person should be able to make those three shots.
Mm-hmm. Did it depend on
this is just people that, there's nothing special about them. They
mm-hmm.
weren't SEALs or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They had the training, and their attitude was that, it could be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's one of these things that we'll have to wait till the hereafter to get this sorted out, if that's possible.
We're still arguing over the Lincoln assassination.
Yeah, no, I mean, these are the two most controversial assassinations in American history so far, and let's hope this is the last of them. I hope it never happens again.
Well, we all do, but, you and I both know that things like this do happen, and
mm-hmm.
probably will happen again at some point.
By the way, Patrick, are you working, we joked about this many times, are you working on a book on assassinations?
I have done one. It's a matter of finding a publisher.
Oh, okay, so it's in, you don't have the galleys yet, no pun intended.
No.
How is your other book on Ravenswood Lakeview doing?
Okay, the book And Ravenswood Lakeview is out.
All right.
It is doing well in the Chicago area.
Okay.
The book on Edgewater and Uptown is doing well, but it's too early to tell how well it's going to do.
Same publisher?
It only got out recently. Same publisher.
Okay.
And that would be History Books.
Okay. Well, make sure I get a copy because I'm recommending this to to all these expatriates and migrants. I don't use the word migrant unless I'm angry. All these immigrants from the Midwest who are familiar with Chicago, and this is history that they should know about and see what they left.
Yes, the book runs $20 a piece, and the autograph is free.
Okay. Well, I'll bring it up as a book you should buy for Christmas, and will not end up on the remainder pile in some bookstore that's going bankrupt.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's available at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, okay. I will bring it up, and thank you, Patrick.
It's available on Amazon.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, I will bring up all those sources. I don't mind doing a little flogging myself of books, not of backs.
Did you say flogging or blogging?
I said flogging of books, not facts.
Okay.
This is San Francisco, but I don't go that far.
One never knows.
No, you know, I inflict pain. I don't, endure it.
Well, one has to experience in order to appreciate it. But anyway.
I'll let vicarious... A vicarious experience is enough. Well, Pat, always good talking to you, and we'll do another one, and I will just slightly edit this, and then we'll put it up. And I will be putting up something on YouTube. Julius Caesar was the first important assassination that changed history.
Well, that's worth a subject in itself.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll talk about that what happened was the end of the Republic, the fighting that ended with Octavian becoming Augustus and setting up the Roman emperors, the Caesars, and then all the degenerates, Nero, Tiberius, Caligula, Elagabius, all the rest. I didn't know that gay marriage was accepted. Even in Egypt, but interestingly, I don't see anything among the Greeks who had their own little perversions, you know.
Yeah,
but,
well, that's a whole separate subject.
yes, well, yeah, but we won't get into that. Not today. Assassination is enough.
When are you coming to Chicago?
I don't know. I'll let you know ahead of time. Right now I'm still recovering from some surgery and kind of take care of a few things. But maybe Deb and I can come. We just got to arrange a few things. And she was there once, so she didn't stay that long. I think she was with some guy who owned a condo on Lake Michigan or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you know, we don't talk much about that. When you come from New York, you want to leave everything behind in more ways than one.
This is true.
Pat, good talking to you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Sounds good.
We'll be in touch. Take care. Okay, thanks again.
Bye.